Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching and motivated every morning. And thanks to everyone for a lot of really good calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, January 31st, the birthday for Biggs Time, Brad Biggs.
Is it really?
Yeah, happy birthday, Brad.
Brad, now 29 years old. Incredible. He's made it this far. Thank you, Dustin Rhodes, for your wonderful contribution. Dustin William Rhodes.
Let's see if he can get something started. Fowler hits a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the center field fence. At the wall. Home run. Home run, Dexter Fowler. Davis leaping up. Had his glove above that 9-foot barrier. Would you believe a leadoff home run by Dexter Fowler?
The Cubs legend / World Series hero retired today, and David loves him. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for finding that sound. I don't know how you came up with that all on your own. All right, I got the Eagles will beat the Niners, a couple of teams that didn't win divisions I picked. So I got the Chiefs beating the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Is that three or four times
we've played that this morning? Only the third time.
You sticking with that?
That was from September 8th. So, I mean, you know, I feel like I think I called the World Cup too. I'm having a great year.
Please tell me you bet it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He did not bet it.
Okay.
He did not bet it.
That was 80 to 1.
My 80 Super
to 1
Bowl
prediction. That just the matchup. Forget about who wins and loses.
80
just
to 1
matchup.
Yeah, yeah. And Mulligan can't afford $5. Kids in college. We are delighted to welcome.
I'm not judging you.
Welcome in, Lawrence Holmes. The great Lawrence Holmes with us today. Yeah. And, of course, Dan is with us.
What's up, guys?
You got an
M from Dustin. Awesome.
Was that his Mike Trout?
That was a Mike Trout reaction.
He usually does like a baby voice, but for Mike Trout, he went more toddler.
I have to admit, when they showed Mike Trout, and I know what he looks like, but with the hat on and out of context, I did not.
Random Eagles fan.
Yeah, I did not immediately recognize him as Mike Trout.
I don't think
because
you were alone.
He never plays in Chicago.
No, but I'm not a neutral party here. I'm a baseball fan.
Baseball fans all over probably were like, he looks kind of familiar. Doesn't he play for that team that nobody watches? Oh yeah, that's Mike Trout.
I also forgot that he's from New Jersey, but South Jersey is Philly, and that's Eagles territory. And I didn't quite put it together. Oh yeah, okay.
Did you know? And Dave informed us of this today, and we had a couple of texters confirming it that in New Jersey, they still fill your car up. You're not allowed to fill your own car.
It is jarring the first time that you experience
it. I would love that. I want to drive to Jersey just to get a tank of gas that someone pumps for me.
Well, you can fill up your tank, drive to Jersey, and then they can fill it up for you legally.
And then I can come back and I'll have to go fill up again somewhere.
I honestly didn't know what was happening. I was covering that Bears Giants game where Cutler got sacked 9 times.
Oh boy, that was fun.
And I remember, I think I flew into Jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm
Newark.
And flew into Newark.
Got a rental.
Yeah, got a rental. And I was driving back and I pull into the gas station and my first thing is, why is this person coming towards the car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all of my South side like kicked in and I got to fight this person. All right, great. Great. He's like, no, I fill the tank. I'm like, no, I got it. He's like, no, I fill the tank.
That's pretty funny.
Why is that?
What, I don't know, but I love
genesis
it.
Of I wouldn't
Oregon
necessarily
too.
Love it.
Oregon?
Really?
That's what the texter said, so it must be true.
Yeah, I did the same thing years ago because, Beth is from there, and when she had her family there, we'd go visit, and I remember getting out of the car, and she's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you can't do that here. Like, why can't you?
Legally?
Yeah, she said, I don't know. You
have to let them pump
she said,
your
you,
gas
you
and
cannot.
Insult you.
Yeah, she's like, you can't. You absolutely cannot. But it was what was different, what you're talking about, Lawrence, happened to me my first time in North Carolina when I stopped at a gas station and I was pumping my own gas. But even so, the apparent proprietor of the gas station comes wandering out in his overalls with a bandana tucked into his pocket. And he spits on the ground. He's like, we got some warm weather coming in. I'm like, who are you? What's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not behind plexiglass. I don't understand what's... And he was just the owner of the gas station.
He
wanted to come
wanted to chat?
Talk to his customer.
Wow.
That's all it was.
See, now...
You're heading down to school, huh?
With Lawrence, with the South Side kicking in, the quick move is to pull the thing out of the tank.
Spray him.
Yeah. Light him on
you
fire.
Know it.
And throw your keys at him.
You know it. You know what it is about Southside Mully. There it is.
Just somebody quietly doing their job.
Exactly.
Burnt to a crisp. Oh, my.
Well, he came up rather
ugly.
Suddenly.
The guy walked up on me. Officer, what do you want?
That'd be a heck of a defense.
He walked up on me.
Imagine being your lawyer in that case. That would be a tough time.
Thought he was attacking me.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh my God. So I acted first. That's all. That's all you got to say.
That's all.
I enjoyed you guys trying to work through the tinfoil hat crowd.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
And the gambling's made it worse.
That's just our producer.
I struggle with that,
Lawrence. I struggle with, and admittedly so. I have a hard time sometimes just like, and I'm not talking about Tustin, believe me. It's just like the lack of logic or the quantum leap that these people want us to make and discuss and to give that sort of
credence
to it or even any kind of time at all. It's just as ridiculous.
I like
to
what
me.
You said. Dude, go find the gray. I like Dave. It's not black and white. Go find the gray.
It's there.
Well, I got to tell you, I think that just the idea that I love what Mike Florio said, that frankly the league is too incompetent to be able to figure out a way to fix anything.
Think about it.
It's impossible.
Actually think about what it would take to pull all of those strings. This league can barely get out of its own way on so many levels. And you think that they have the resources, the wherewithal, the secrecy to pull off a massive and constant conspiracy?
That doesn't mean that there won't be the occasional Tim Donaghy examples.
Exactly.
You have to make sure that you do all you can in vetting these officials so that doesn't happen.
But that's living in the gray, right?
That's living in the gray. You understand that there's human error. You understand that there's going to be things that slip through the cracks, but you have a system in place that you trust. And more times than not, that is going to work. And you allow for what happened on Sunday. You chalk it up to just incompetence. Sometimes people are just bad at their jobs.
It's Hanlon's razor. Never attribute to evil what can be more easily explained by incompetence. or stupidity. That is, there have been different variations and permutations of that. And it's a good thing to remember.
It is.
Often. Yep. And this is one of those cases where, but the human mind, as we know, is prone to pattern seeking. And look, just yesterday, but right before we left yesterday, we had two giant hardcover coffee table books that were dropped off in our office, one addressed to Lawrence, one addressed to me, and a long single-spaced letter basically saying, read this book. It proves that Damar Hamlin was actually killed by the COVID vaccine.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're not kidding either.
No.
That was out there right away.
I know that was out there, but you received a huge
coffee table size color hardcover book, forward written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about, and it's called, I mean, I don't even want to lend any credence to it, but it was so revolting. Like, I could not have thrown that immediately in the garbage hard enough. Ask Kevin Lapka how hard I actually dunked that thing into the garbage. I told Lawrence, don't even open that. Just throw it away.
What a waste.
Yep.
Of resources.
It's like a $40 book that guy just
money.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And
so because if you must understand, you must tell your listeners that Damar Hamlin was killed by the COVID vaccine.
How the vaccine? I just how and why? What?
I don't
Wait
know.
A minute. Hold on. Let me just know. What?
Yep.
How in the name of
what? Yeah.
And then currently he's being portrayed by an actor,
mm-hmm. Or CGI. Mm-hmm. Yeah, CGI is supposedly the trick to why we saw him make that Instagram appeal. Was that the Instagram?
Yeah,
message?
He actually like went out and
it's pretty cool.
Went by a mural of himself, but mm-hmm. apparently it's not him, which is wild. Mully, your people are hearing that this neutral site stuff is real.
Yep. Yes.
Why wouldn't it be?
Of course it is. Yep. I mean, it makes sense because they sold 50,000
because the out of town appeal.
Well, that's it.
Like, if you guys had money. Families that were interested or NFL fans, though, it's not the local crowd. Like, if the NFC Championship game would have been at Soldier Field on Sunday, would you have been likely to go as a fan?
Not as a fan, but I would have gone as a member of the media. Like, I would have gone to go cover that game.
Right, but
if
I guess
were here.
Buying a ticket, going in, what they want is the out of town crowd, the bowl game approach to it. So,
I mean, but we're a bad audience
probably so.
You know, because we could probably go cover it. I am curious what you guys think. How do you feel about, should it be a league-wide thing, or are there four or five places where it should be and that should be it?
Well, I've always felt that the Super Bowl should be four or five places and that's it.
Miami, Phoenix, San Diego, Los Angeles, New Orleans.
There are.
Just, it doesn't make any sense to me to have MetLife Stadium as a neutral site for the AFC or NFC Championship game in the end of January.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So you do pick four or five spots. You have warm weather or enclosures that you can play inside, control the conditions and the elements as much as you possibly can.
You know, while you guys are talking about it, it sparked something in my brain too. Like, Mully, I think you said like they were trying to get some of that like college feel to it. What if you took it out of NFL facilities? Like, I'm thinking AFC Championship game at the Rose Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it's different.
You know, the problem is that the NFL stadiums are so perfect for what they're doing. And if you went to a place like that and you didn't have, like, the Rose Bowl is old and it's beaten up. And I just think that I just remember, you know, being the pool reporter at a couple of different Super Bowls. And I talked to Belichick one time, who was furious because they were at like a high school stadium practicing instead of being at like an NFL facility.
It's different.
So I think the facilities, they need to be at a higher level for the NFL to feel like they got a shot.
I think what Lawrence is trying to say is, could you ever imagine the NFC Championship game in Tuscaloosa?
There you go.
I mean, they have all of the stuff that you need to do it.
They are an NFL.
They are.
They do. But
to localize it, though, I think what would be exciting about that potentially is that Arlington Heights, if it did have a roof, mm-hmm. would be one of those places where you could have an NFC championship game as a neutral site, or AFC, whatever the case may be.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, because it's hard to notice because the White Sox make us angry, but the White Sox definitely stole some of their home run stuff from what Alabama's doing with touchdowns and the light show that goes off and everything. They totally stole that from
Tuscaloosa.
Can't
remember a White Sox home run.
Yeah, might not be a lot of them this year either.
Yeah.
How many did Benintendi have? Well, five.
Opponents will hit this year.
The home runs moved to Houston.
Sealers at bats.
What do you guys have today?
Did you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby?
We're kind of all over the place today with a lot to do. Our guests are going to include Ike Reese, the former Pro Bowl linebacker from the Eagles. Oh, yeah. Brad Spielberger, who's Pro Football Focus's cap expert. We're going to bring back some what Andrew Brandt said about the importance of differentiating cash and cap.
It's a big deal.
It really is, and it's not easy to understand, so we'll try to put some of that in layman's terms. Joe Cowley will talk Bulls today. I think we're going to start out also, we're still sorting out the way the death of Bobby Hull has been covered, how to do it and how not to do it. And there's some examples of how to get it right, how to write a lead and how not to write a lead, and when something is considered complicated and when it's just not complicated. So there are some examples and some transparency about what we decided to do for some reason as a station yesterday that I thought was disappointing. So we'll talk about all that.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.